Love Like No One Is Watching, written by Undead Robins and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Da Qing popped a piece of dried fish into his mouth and watched as Shunwei and Zhao Yunlan continued with their argument about who was the most impulsive and risky. They were in Zhao Yunlan's office, but Da Qing could see them clearly from where he'd settled down to watch. They'd been at it for more than 15 minutes, and he figured there was probably only a few more rounds before one of them gave up and slammed the other against the wall. By the way, Shunwei had his hands balled into fists by his side. He was going to be the slammer this time, rather than the slammy. Not that it made much difference. The end result was always a very public display of affection that was followed by the rest of the team quickly finding something to do outside of the SID office. He enjoyed watching these interactions. Humans, well, Di Xingren and Dai Xingren, were strange in the way they behaved, always driven by their emotions and feelings. And these two were stranger than most. They hadn't noticed him watching them. He doubted they would notice if the room burned down around them. But they didn't usually mind anyway, so he stayed in human form, curling up in his corner and reaching for another piece of dried fish. The others had already left, presumably feeling uncomfortable watching their two leaders. Another weird human thing. The argument was reaching a fever pitch. Zhao Yunlan had just accused Shunwei of deliberately putting himself in danger. In return, Shunwei's voice lowered, closer to his black-cloaked envoy tone than his professor one. Any minute now. Thud. And there it was. Shunwei had his hands on the wall on either side of Zhao Yunlan's head, his face so close that they would have been breathing the same air. The lines of Shunwei's body were still tense, as though he was preparing for a fight. Da Qing watched, as Zhao Yunlan closed the almost imperceptible distance between himself and Shunwei, kissing him with all the passion of their argument. Their bodies were pressed so tightly together that nothing could have gotten between them. Well, not unless they wanted to let something or someone in. He thought back to the days when he and Shunwei had both been so young, and Zhao Yunlan had been Kunlun. He missed those days, when it was just the three of them. He'd watched them for hours back then too, when they argued and when they made up. Sometimes he joined them, relishing the heat of their affections. He smiled to himself and stood up, stretching out his body. Some things never changed, he thought, popping the last piece of dried fish into his mouth, even as they changed completely. The end.